It's good to welcome you. We come again to worship, to celebrate God's love for us. I've got a few notices first. We're going to take communion today, so if you haven't got your bread and wine ready, then please get it while I continue with the notices. We are worshipping online again on the next two Sundays, the 26th and the 30th. And on the 6th of September, we go back to the Willow Tree Pub, where we will be welcomed once again. So that will be good that we can actually worship alongside each other. I think that's the main notices to share with you at the moment. So we'll begin. And the first song that we're going to sing is Come, Now is the Time to Worship.
Time to worship.
Let us now come before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come to worship you. We come to thank you, for you are indeed a wonderful God. We want to tell you, Lord, that we do love you. But of course, we love you because you first loved us. So thank you, Lord. Will you receive the praise and the glory that is always due to your name? Lord, we thank you for the world you created. We pray for the leaders of all the different nations. Lord, we pray that eventually they will all work together in harmony and unity. We thank you for our own country. We thank you, Lord, that the deaths through this virus has been decreasing. We thank you for all the help that has been received by our National Health Service, by our police service, our ambulance service, our fire service, and all doctors, nurses, and clinics. Lord, so many people working for our good and for our healing. We thank you for each one of them. And Lord, as we look at the situation today, we are mindful that there are many people who are living in very difficult times. There are people who are losing their jobs. There are firms that are having to close because they've lost so much during this lockdown period. Lord, for all people who are affected in any way, we pray for them that they may know a much brighter future. Lord, we thank you that you have been with us. We thank you for the opportunity that we are going to begin with in September, and that is not only going back to the willow tree, but it's also starting this new online ministry, when we believe that by God's purpose we can reach many more people with God's love and care. So Lord, may we continue to know your strength. May we continue to know your power. And Lord, where there are problems, will you help us carry the burden? Will you carry it for us, Lord? May we learn how to put our trust in you. So, Lord, as we continue worship this morning, may we hear your voice and may we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we sing, Jesus is the name we honor.
Jesus is the name. Good morning. The scripture reading today is Psalm 96, also known as a psalm of praise. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest rustle with praise before the Lord. For he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with his truth.
Now we're going to sing Light of the World. How would we do without Jesus, the true light of the world?
Step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down.
The title to the message today is Worship. And number one, we start with the heart of worship. You know, the heart of worship is surrender. It is the natural response to God's amazing love and mercy. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And then again, 1 John 4, this time verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Surrender is best demonstrated in obedience and trust. Psalm 37, verse 7. Surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently for him. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus surrendered himself to God's plan. He prayed, "Your will, not mine." The blessings of surrender are peace, freedom, and God's power in our lives. Surrender is never just a one-time event. We must make it a daily habit. Luke 9, verse 23. Jesus said, if people want to follow me, they must give up the things they want. They must be willing to give up their lives to daily follow me. So the heart of worship is surrender. Number two, the worship that pleases God. Hebrews 12, verse 28. Let us be grateful and worship God in a way that pleases him. The kind of worship that pleases God has four points. A, it is accurate. John 4, 23. Jesus said, true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worship that the Father seeks. B, it is authentic. Psalm 16, verse 7. A man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The kind of people the Father looks for are those who are simply honest before themselves, before they worship him. See, it is thoughtful. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. Sometimes we might find strangers in our church, and if then we pray in the Spirit, they will not understand. We might be worshipping God in a wonderful way, but no one else will be helped. We need to be thoughtful. And D, our worship is to be practical. Romans 12:1. offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So then, those 4 points. Our worship needs to be accurate, authentic, thoughtful, and practical. I will put it in this way. Our worship needs to come from the heart, and it needs to be sincere. God deserves happy and sincere worshippers. May we be among them. And to him alone, be the glory. Amen. Now, a wonderful old hymn, Sarah's dad loved this hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Let us come to take communion, not because we must, but because we may. Not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Come not because of any goodness of our own gives us a right to come, but come because we need mercy and help. Come because we love the Lord a little, I would like to love him more. Come because he loves us and gave himself for us. We come and we meet the risen Christ, for we are his body, the church of God, of which he and he alone is the head. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the sacrifice that your Son has given for us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his willingness to die on the cross, to deal once and for all with our sins. We thank you too for the risen Christ. We thank you for the victory that Jesus has achieved for us, not only over sin, but also over death. And we thank you for the truth that all who truly believe and accept Jesus as their Saviour and Lord will one day be with him in glory. In his name, Lord, we thank you. Amen. And now we come, we take the bread, we've given thanks, we take, we eat, and we remember. And then together we raise the cup. We drink together in remembrance of our lovely Saviour Jesus, who gave his life for us. Let us drink. We have gathered here today, Lord, as your people, to offer you our sacrifice of prayer and worship. We have fed on your word. We've been refreshed through your living water. We've felt the encircling of your spirit around our fellowship and around our individual lives. As we go from this place, may we continue to know your presence and your power in the very different lives that we lead. May it all be for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And now, a truly favourite of mine, I have to confess, we're going to sing, What Kind of Love Is This?
yes, I have been saved. It is the gift of God. He destined me to be His son. Such is His love. No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, nor has the heart of man conceived. What kind of love?
Pray. May the Father's hand keep us from stumbling. The footprints of Jesus give us confidence to follow, and the fire of the Spirit keep us warm and safe in our walk with God this day and always. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and all those that we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.